What's up, guys? It's Gone with John. Hello, how's it going? How's everyone doing out there? Good to see everyone. Sorry, I've been preoccupied this week. You may not have noticed, you may have noticed, I don't know. I've been doing so many other things, and you guys probably know, some of you anyways, maybe not the new guys. I've been working on a company with one of my best friends, and this will be our best week ever, and we'll have done two jobs. So that's been taking up my time all week. I apologize. I mean, I have still put out at least an hour of content each day and several other clips of old content of mine. Sorry. So sorry about that. Good to see everybody. Hi, welcome back. We're going to let the Joker thing go. I'm not trying to kill the guy. I'm not acting like I just wasted my time on the whole Razor thing. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, hey, this guy needs, I'm going to go, yeah, I'll support the dude, but we'll let it go. Anyways, let's get back to having fun. We got a great video here from Manguide today. You guys know how I like to do it, and Manguide has been super cool about it. So what a great win-win for everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? If he wrote a book, I would shill his book. Let's get into it, guys. Looks like a great video here. Single over 30, lonely, bitter, modern women breaking down over 30. Oh, ladies, that sounds terrible. I hate to hear it. You did it to yourself. You know, we're going to talk about it. We're gonna point it out to the men and let them know why we try to warn the men to not get involved with you. Allegedly, anyways. The feminist nose ring, I see that right away. Right away, you see the feminist nose ring here. Anyways, we're going to dive in. Boys, get your lotion. You know. Go ahead, ma'am.
So you're almost 40, yes. And you've never been married. No. Ugh. And you don't have kids. No.
Nope.
And you don't want to have kids. No. What have you done with your life?
I want you to have some balls and act like you care about me!
God, I hit the wrong button, guys. It was supposed to be that there. What have you done with your life? It would have been timed perfectly. I had someone in one of the comments the other day said, John, there's no way you're reacting to these for the first time. Dude, you think I'm writing a 1 to 2 hour script every single day for 1 to 2 hours of content every single day and nailing it as I play it through for you guys when I'm recording it? Does that really make sense? Anyways, sorry, hit the wrong button, guys. There you go.
A term that I keep...
Oof. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hearing bandied about on here is hitting the wall. Several men have said that...
You just used the term bandied about, so it's implied that you're super old. You know, it's cool. I'm old too, but then again, my tits aren't out yet.
I have hit the wall. I'm not going to let that get me down because upon further research, the term refers to any woman over age 29.
Listen to the cope. I'm not going to let that get me down. Let me tell you what I've convinced my head makes sense. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Fine.
Allegedly.
Because by that age, she has allegedly lost all of her sexual desirability.
Yes. Yeah, I'd rather fuck an angry anthill. You know what I'm saying? goodness gracious. Yeah, well, she has. Some things do lose their sexual appeal and their stuff as they get older, or just because of whatever circumstances, you know? And it just is what it is. It's no disrespect, but these things happen. It's okay. Women get older, and that's when the other parts of their life should shine. The biscuit making, all of these types of things, the doing things that would make her other people be like, wow, I love seeing grandmom or whatever, or old mom or whatever. I love seeing going home and see mom made fresh cookies or lasagna or something. That's the shit you should be at that time. Earlier, when you're younger and hotter as a woman, because that's what men like, you can hate it all you want, ladies. I'm being honest with you. I'm trying to help you. But anyways, yeah, that's what they like. Some things don't have the same sexual appeal. For instance, try to imagine an old Jewish couple having sex. Doesn't seem as sexy, does it? Oh, fuck me hard, Amoris. I'm just kidding. Your yarmulke's sexy. I don't know why she sounds like that. But anyways, I'm sorry. I think I've offended everyone this week. Sorry.
And therefore hit the wall. Men. Do some of you really believe this to be
true? Did you guys see that one coming? Hey-o!
Be true? Let me know.
You know all those TikToks that...
Is it the filters or what? You look like one of those, I can't remember what it... It was like a snake-headed person. Well, you know. The face. I can't put my finger on it, but something's weird.
Say being in your 30s is the best time ever for women.
Well, compared to the voice, you know, it's a toss-up.
You're thriving, you give less fucks, you're earning more than ever, your career's at an all-time high.
Men don't care about that. This shit don't matter. Well, if you're talking about being single as a woman, and you're a straight woman, you know, of course, that's a, well, you know. If that's the case, you need to understand that none of that shit matters to a man. You know what matters to that man? Where he sees himself, you know? What's his favorite thing in a woman? His penis. Sorry, ladies. It's just true. It's just true. So your career and all this other stuff. I do this and I help children across the street. Great. I hope they all make it to the other side safely. I think that's fantastic. But it's not pertinent conversation here. It'd be like if I was selling you a car and started telling you about aluminum siding. The two, it's not okay, but like, I don't care about that. Do you understand? But go ahead. You don't care what we care about. So.
Maybe you're popping a kid out, blah, blah, blah.
Popping a kid out. Listen, I'll do the jokes around here, lady. We'll bring it up later.
I just can't relate. So I wanted to show that side.
Right.
I'm probably in the most unstable, insecure period of my life.
No shit, huh? Hey, I hear you. I mean, we could have told you that, but never mind.
I don't feel like everything about me is...
You don't feel? Oftentimes throughout my day, I never stop to consider how I'm feeling because I'm so busy doing things. I stay so busy on purpose now. This is not a, I'm great. This is a, you have to keep moving. Because if you stop, that's the devil's playground. Idle time. That's when your brain starts to really get out of hand. Everyone, not just me, all of us. I'm no better than you. But if you slow down and say, okay, well, I just got through telling you, we had a busy week last week. This week that we're in right now is our new business going great. We're doing things. And I'm still uploading content. Boom, 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 boom. I'm still editing and cutting clips from old content so that I can still put out clips for you guys. I'm still here this morning, even though I'm fucking late. It's 7:24. You guys know that this video is normally already uploaded by this point. Anyways, let's get back into this lady here. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Tampon.
On an all-time high, I don't really feel like I'm thriving.
No shit.
I feel like I'm still figuring it out.
I don't know if you are figuring it out, but okay.
Maybe I'll get there.
But maybe.
I often feel like I'm falling behind and I'm constantly having to give myself a pep talk and remind myself that I'm running my own race.
Right. Yep. You.
I think being in your 30s as a woman is a very challenging time.
Right. Where's your husband?
There's a lot of societal pressures. We're all over the place.
Right. All over the place for sure.
So let's unite in that.
Unite. All right.
The fact that we're all doing different things at the...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the truth. From your lips to God's ears. You know what I'm saying? There's people out here in animal costumes and... You girls are doing girls and guys and some of your dogs, children at schools for sure. Yeah, it's a wacky place out here.
Right time for us.
Maybe we don't unite, you know, on second thought.
So I'm super struggling with my last...
Ladies, listen, public service announcement, no heat, no shade. You can do too much with makeup and you cross into that area where you look like a man. I mean... A trans woman, a woman with a little something extra. You know what I'm saying? You get into that territory where your energy changes from what would be considered feminine to almost a parody of feminine, which is, I don't know if that's what they're going for. No disrespect. I'm just saying it looks like that's what you're going for sometimes, but it's fine. But if you are a straight woman who's single and in your 30s, this ain't the look, you know? This ain't the look. And if you're a dude that's banging chicks like this, well, you know, might as well just cross on over that line.
Break up primarily because, like, I don't even know why we fucking broke up. But more importantly, right?
I can take a guess.
I'm not an outside ass bitch, okay? I don't belong.
Perhaps it's related to your colorful vocabulary. This would be entertaining from a man. But from a female who I'm already wondering if she has a penis, no offense, because of your makeup, maybe it's your attitude.
Outside. I like being like triple scent booster downy up underneath my sheets, writing a book while my man is watching Netflix. I'm not Furtive Street.
I'm fairly intelligent and I don't know what, huh? What style of communication is this? This is like, well, I can't even say it, but it's almost Yoda talk as I just don't care. I really don't care. This is like the fifth strike against her. Or, you know.
I'm for the sheets, okay? I'm not a catch me outside. I'm a like catch me in my garden type chick. Like my favorite pastime.
Right. You strike me as a gardener, since one of the first tenets of gardening is peace. Because if you tear up the land, you tear up the garden. That's why they always have the saying, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. But again, I digress. I digress. Go ahead, ma'am. You're in the garden. What are you growing, herb?
Our fucking gardening. Growing my own fucking ingredients so I could cook.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cook my man from scratch. So ain't no bippity-boppity bitch gonna play Chef Boyarbella on no fucking type of move. I like...
How big's your cock, ma'am? Seriously.
Writing fucking books inside.
You guys, like, a dangly thing? Is it going off to the left? What's going on down there?
Okay, I don't want to do hood rat shit with my friends. I want to do hood rat shit with my man because...
Well, you're very masculine, and men that like women don't like masculine women. Otherwise, we would like men. They're way cooler. Just, you know, sexually disgusting for the most part. Just hairy. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want this from a woman, this behavior. Or makeup style, quite frankly. And you're getting a little old. And you got a bad attitude, which you're openly displaying publicly to the world, which we know is going to come out if we're trying to enjoy a nice meal somewhere and they don't get your whatever right. Your escargot is going to be undercooked and you're going to be throwing one of these temper tantrums in front of everyone. So that's a no for us, dog.
Because I'm a my man ass bitch. Let me ask my man. My man said, hold on, let me talk to
Nope.
I'm back out here. Fucking single again. Like... best baked macaroni and I could suck a fuck
baked macaroni
could softball through a garden hose.
Yeah, you guys ever wanted to get blowjob from a psychopath? I mean, allegedly. You know, I'll be honest with you though, these girls always do have the best pelvic muscles and throat goat, you know what I'm saying? I know, I'm sorry, but they're really crazy good at it.
And somehow, I'm still fucking single. I'm double-cheeked up, not even posting it online. And I'm out here back in a fucking dating pool again, which, by the way, has chunky pieces of fucking vomit and diapers. Like, it's a fucking Chicago Street beach. Like, what the fuck is going on in the fuck world? I can't do it, you guys. Like, I don't have another going outside stage in me. I fucking tore my ACL trying to get my kids off the trampoline. Ain't no pop locking and dropping anywhere in my immediate future. I just want my man.
Girl, your 30s will be the best time of your life. That's why you should spend your 20s having no strings casual sex with whoever you want. Don't let men judge you. They're just jealous. Low value dusties who are angry because you won't have sex with them. You should focus on your career instead. Love and family comes later. You've got plenty of time to find a man.
What's going on her lip? You know what I'm saying? Look at him. He's like, hey, what's going on your lip? Huh? Right here in this region. What's happening? Huh?
In your 30s, but whatever you do, don't become a house.
I can't say the joke. You know what I mean? Because I don't have hair, that is. Heyo, not because I'm white.
Wife. That would mean being a slave to an impressive man, and you should do better than that as a woman. In fact, don't do anything that men like. You don't exist just to appeal to the male gaze.
Right.
Who cares what men think?
Yeah.
You're a queen, and if you ever want to get married, you can find your...
Guy had some nice tits, huh? I'm joking, of course. What in the fuck is... Ma'am, hey, ma'am, listen. I get it. I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might also like other things also. You know what I mean? Allegedly. I'm not sure. Something, it's very, a lot of eccentric. Shit ain't right. Something weird's going on, ma'am.
Prince Charming later, okay? Naively yours, feminism. But before we go any further with the video...
Comment of the day from Man Guide. What a great channel, guys. Have you subscribed to Man Guide? We look at so many of his videos here, and they are fantastic. I always appreciate all of the stuff he puts out. His work is great. His interactions with the work is phenomenal as well. your headphones might turn them down for just a second.
Embrace your masculinity.
No, it's good. We're good.
What I just described is
You like popsicles?
Exactly what feminism is telling women, and has been for decades. And now we're seeing that actions have consequences, and those actions are being felt in huge numbers all across the Western world by women over the age of 30. Men have been warning women for years, but it...
Nope!
...fell on deaf ears. Women simply didn't listen.
Ugh. Ugh. You guys ever see that Men in Black? You know, the buggy thing? I mean, the guy that the bug was in and the... You know.
And now modern women, especially over the age of 30, are the loneliest demographic of people... Well, in our system.
Oh, tears. Where's my fucking crying sounds? She's sad, guys. It's been a difficult time. Out here on the cock carousel, just taking dick. Nothing special. Nothing going on, really. She's a good girl with a low body count. She's a traditional woman. A trad wife, I think they call it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The trad wife, guys. I think I got my music level there good now. Sorry about that. Sorry, that was a little loud. Anyways, there are no traditional women. There haven't been in, I don't know, 50 years. My grandmother was a traditional woman. She was up at 3, 4 o'clock every morning baking stuff. During the time between 1982 and 1988, I learned every utensil in her kitchen. She had everything from the, you know, the sieves and the rolling pins and the everything. Biscuits were from scratch. She made them with yeast and flour and all the shit, just like you would. Even put a little salt, little sugar in them, just like you would down south. They were phenomenal. But that was very traditional. She did all that traditional stuff. She also had this little metal thing you would put tea into and close it and put it in and stir your cup of hot water to make tea with. It's one of my favorite memories. I call it Grandmama and the Teabagger. I'm not even kidding, but I don't call it that really. That was a joke. But anyways, that was very traditional. These women today, man, are working. They're not getting up early in the morning and doing things that would benefit support of the family. You see, the dad is supporting the family, ideally, if in this economy anyways, financially. She, the woman, would be supporting the family via these other things that had to happen. That was a very important role, both roles. You know, the feeding of the family was what kept the family running, and moms used to take pride in that. And believe me, even though you see a TikTok of some broad making yeast rolls or whatever the fuck, that ain't traditional. Having time to even post that on social media ain't even traditional. They used to be women outside in the yard right now beating sheets on rocks at the river to clean them. Then they were hanging them up in lines in the tree to dry off in the wind. Ain't no traditional women. So I don't like hearing all of this talk about, well, I'm going to find a traditional woman. Where? You got a time machine, Marty McFly? Where the fuck are you going to find a traditional woman? They ain't doing nothing traditional nowadays. Nothing.
Society today. But online, you'll see propaganda pieces.
Oh, look at this. I got a heart. It's one more like, guys. It's all about me. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't know what's wrong with me, but y'all suck.
This is from feminist publications claiming that women who are single and childless or...
Nice hair, ladies. Can't believe y'all are single.
Over the age of 30 are happier than any other demographic.
Girl, first off, you don't put your hair on the wall or whatever.
But this is a lie.
Hold on.
You like popsicles?
I mean, provided she's over 18, right? Obviously not if she's too young, but she does look very lovely. What a nice looking lovely young woman. Still would have to avoid her because that will cause you pain. Guys, look, I love love. Love's an amazing feeling and women are mediocre at best. But listen, all of your time shouldn't be spent trying to be up under women or loving on them. And if you do love them, if you do fall in love with one, it will hurt. I know. But John, it's... Everything about her is to deceive you. Let's start there. Again, no hate on women, but let's just... Everything about this is the perfect trap or perfect predator. Everything about anything else in nature that's specifically designed to trap its prey and get it in its clutches, we look at that and we're like, wow, that's a dangerous thing. That is a predator. That thing is amazing. That's this thing is designed. It's a killing machine. That's women because of your testosterone. You're like, oh my God, I got to put it in her. I mean, I don't know if that's how we were designed. That was the plan, but... That's what we're about as men. So this here, which seems beautiful and innocent and sweet and can destroy you easily with that, like it's a joke and you can't even fight back because you would be abusive if you protected yourself. Anyways, let's continue.
This is pure, unfiltered, 100% home-brewed cope. The fact is, feminism refuses to acknowledge that it was wrong. The most obvious evidence that modern women are struggling with loneliness has been shared all over TikTok. We've seen countless examples like the ones I share in this.
Boo-hoo! Guys, he left. Chad pumped and dumped me again. Don't clip that. He was so nice to me at first and he loved bombed me. I've never loved bombed a man. Don't clip that. Ladies, it's hard to feel sorry for you. You know, it's like you kind of did it to yourself and everyone else in town. Heyo, whore slam.
Video of women having full-blown mental breakdowns all over social media because they are single, childless, and...
And women, in general.
And lonely.
Oh.
Women are now suffering because feminism threw them under the bus. The thing that angers me the most is that we have seen absolutely no acknowledgement of any of this from feminism.
Look at the man, he's like, right. You know? That's what I think he's thinking. Right.
Some popular feminist...
Pink hairs!
Nope.
No pink hairs.
Writers and naive gender studies...
Although, maybe...
You like popsicles?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, temporarily, obviously, batshit insane, but I wouldn't want to mess with one of these women anyways. Any women. I mean, listen, guys. Again... Everything about them is to allure you in, to draw you in.
Graduates are consistently being given...
There, there, we'll find you someone. And here's grandmother in the background, putting her, granddaughter on OnlyFans, it looks like, allegedly, right? Why is that, ladies? Why do you always push for the sabotage of your younger counterparts? Be it mothers with their daughters or, you know... Sisters that are older, why do you always try to destroy the youth? You know. Also, why are y'all raping more kids in schools now? Anybody notice that? Teachers are really putting up some numbers on the boards, guys. I mean, have y'all noticed that lately? It's weird.
Lucrative option.
And they're fine. They're, none of them are like teachers, that not all of them. Anyways, back when I was in school, yeah. None of my teachers, buddy.
In all the major publications, they're being
also how horny are these young men today? Holy shit, some of the we're just doesn't matter. Although this is kind of related, mass wise, Go ahead.
Given the task of peddling the same nonsensical BS that created the problem in the first place.
Too bad she wasn't peddling a bike, you know?
If feminism really cared about women, it would look at the masses of miserable feminist progressive women and course correct. But it doesn't. It hasn't, and it...
Okay, what decisions are we going to make to destroy this company today, What do you say, Who should we get to be our advertising person? Insert name here, guys. Oh, how can we destroy this company? Let's make an all-female movie, and we'll make it all-female written and female-directed about females for females, but we'll make it an action movie! Because females never care about action. I mean, some of them do, but they also have a Doc Martin collection. Let's continue.
Never will. Because as I continue...
Ugh. Ugh. You guys aren't eating, are you? Ugh. Ugh. Whole room smells like copper and feet.
Continue to say on my channel, feminism is about power and control.
Ugh.
It's not about the freedom and happiness of women anymore.
Okay, girls, this here is a computer. This is how we track and manage our sales and our numbers and, you know, stuff. Who put TikTok on this?
And it hasn't been for a long time, if it ever was. The lunacy of this modern society.
Hey, check out my short hair. That's what guys love. Boy, they love short hair. And hey, if you could have short hair and long droopy tits, you know, that look like wine satchels, you know, those, you know, never mind. Sorry. I got sidetracked, ladies. Let's continue.
Society is on full display if you try to suggest to a woman what might make her happy. If you even dare to bring up things like children, making an effort to become appealing to a good man, or God forbid, being a homemaker, the feminists would come down on you so hard your head would spin.
Pause.
Feminists fight so hard to remain a part of the corporate slave trade.
It's funny that they do all of this fighting and all of this stuff to do anything against men, but damn, just not a job, huh? Just not a career that actually matters worth the fuck, huh? Just fight and fight and fuss and everything against men you can think of. Just all of their efforts, blue-headed here and there and everywhere else and just... But boy, they just don't like men at all and won't do anything else but that. But they will do anything to accomplish that goal. It's crazy. And then be on welfare and not working and social services and going to the therapist and talking about life is hard and everything's just terrible. And but boy, they don't like men, huh?
You suggest that she be a homemaker with kids? Suddenly, you're the problem.
Right. Nice tattoo, trash. Just kidding, ladies.
Don't say we didn't warn you, ladies. The truth is, the modern woman loneliness epidemic has been brewing for decades. This didn't just spring up overnight. There are concrete, predictable reasons why modern women are so lonely these days.
If you are single and you are in the dating marketplace at that time, when that happens, say you're 37, 36, 38, 40, whatever it may be, and you are still on...
Yeah, fucking whatever. Get to it. Holy shit. If you're 22 or 34 or 62 or 182 or if you're any of these ages and you may or may not be a man or a human or a bug or... If you any of these things got, get to the fucking point, lady.
On the hunt for that man, and you hit the wall and you can see in your face.
Is this going somewhere?
That you are no longer the face that you were at, what, whether it was 30 or 35 or 25, whatever it is, you are going to be panicked. Because now you know that you are going to compete with women who are younger.
Men been saying this shit for years. And everyone's like, you hate women. No, we've been trying to tell them, like, this is coming. Kevin Samuels said it. You know what? That's the only way people hear this shit, is you got to give it to them raw. You just got to be like, well, this is you mediocre at best, lady. I don't know what to tell you. What do you say? Average at best. Sorry, KS. Rest in peace. Yeah, men have been saying this for a long time, and now women are getting on here, and everyone's like, hey, did you see this woman said this thing? And we were like, whoa, totally, she's right. What the fuck? You're stealing all the men's talking points. I mean, so am I, but at least I have a penis, allegedly.
Who are largely more fertile, not always, but largely speaking, yes, who have that youthfulness to them.
Yo, you mean the one fucking quality that gets my dick hard? Oh, wow. Can we just be honest, guys? Please, I'm so tired of sugarcoating everything. I can't stand wishy-washy, on-the-fence-ass bullshit from people. Just say it. Men like that. Yes, young. Makes my penis hard. I know. I'm a dog. I'm terrible. Blah, I'm the devil. Blah. Which is weird because you ladies appear to be satanic lately, but that's a whole other video. I won't get sidetracked. Why is it bad that men like younger, huh? And why can't you wrap your head around it, ladies, and stop trying to old yourself up? Even this lady here has done her makeup, pretty hair, and all this other stuff, wearing her grandmother's best drapes as a dress. What in the fuck? Are you trying to be sexy? It doesn't look like you're putting a lot of effort into it. I mean, you do look pretty, and you don't have to look like a whore to be sexy, but I mean, what are we doing?
Who have that estrogen, progesterone, whatever the hormonal balance is.
Yeah, whatever, indeed. Go ahead and make your point. You could have threw in something scientific, but God damn it, you're right. Go ahead. Whatever, indeed.
Make someone young, it's there, and you're losing it. And you become hyper aware of that, and that is why women begin to panic.
Modern women are ridiculously picky with standards that would be called a delusional mental disorder at any other point in history.
Right. Yes, straight jackets for 90% of y'all. A lot of y'all are batshit insane. You're walking around fucked out of your brain on Thorazine or whatever they're giving you fucking nut jobs nowadays. Xanners, Zolers, all of this stuff. You got all of it going on and you can't figure it out. Why is everyone flipping out in society? Because most of them should be in a padded room or chained to a large brick right now, allegedly, in Minecraft. I don't support these types of things. I'm just saying. It was better when the nut jobs were locked up. You didn't have to explain to your kid why that guy was whacking off on the side of the bus with his own shit covering himself. You didn't have to tell your kid, oh, because he's out of his mind on something. He's on some drug and he's done flipped his shit. That's why he's jumping up and down on the pogo stick, you know, with a hot poker in his ass. That's why. Anyways, let's walk past him and take you to school now, Junior. Oh, don't step in that shit on there. Oh, look out for that syringe on the sidewalk. That's why, because we used to lock these motherfuckers up. Look, I don't want to, I'm not saying we should, I'm just, we should.
A modern woman.
You lack popsicles?
She's a solid 5, will go on Hinge and swipe left on a guy because of the.
Boy, I wish I could pause this without that bar coming up on the screen. You know what I'm saying, guys? You know, at least to look. I mean, don't touch him, but.
The type of shorts he's wearing.
Yeah, looks like she's parked a boat in there, you know, a canoe's fit in there. You know what I'm saying.
You need to be at least 6 feet, just to be considered for a date.
Hey, let's go in this beautiful arena as sun's setting and the world's around us with a gorgeous sunset. There's sailboats, it smells like a fucking dock out here when they cut up all the seafood boats and... Oh, that's you? Sorry, dear. Sorry, sweetheart. I thought it was the low tide or something. Anyways, you're in this beautiful location, and look at these two idiots. Hey, did you see this TikTok? Wow. Normies and mouth breathers, dude.
Even though the average height is 5'9", and we've talked...
Man. One, this chick looks stoned on her tits out on medicine. That's what she looks. This dude looks like he's got a family in the freezer. No offense, Jeffrey Dahmer. Take it easy, buddy.
At length about the absolutely delusional.
So what do you think? Should we kill that chicken or rape it? Huh?
Expectations.
Don't clip that.
For a man's income. If you aren't.
Bounce. Wow. This is the beginning of a porn movie here.
Earning 6 figures a year, you're basically.
I guess we could bring the sheep in here. I don't know.
Worthless to these women. This is ridiculous because they are passing.
Hey. You know.
Countless potential opportunities.
Oh, hey, I lightly tapped you. She wants you to wait. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Sorry. Donkey punch comes to mind. Guys, don't Google that, whatever you do.
It's where they might be happy.
Or the Alaskan pipeline. I'm sorry. We're not gonna do that this show. We'll do that a different show.
We have Instagram and dating apps to thank for this.
Ugh, Yoko Nono.
Millions of simple men on Instagram sliding into her DMs gives a remarkably average woman an inflated sense of their own.
Bro, there was a time in my life where this wouldn't even be on the radar. I mean, I can see now that, you know, I'm older and she's younger. I mean, yeah, it could happen, but this, yeah, his age, I would not, this wouldn't be, I don't know. Maybe I was lucky when I was a young man. I don't know.
Value on the dating market.
No, I was awesome. What am I talking about? I forgot. Anyways, hey-o, believe in yourself, boys.
It boosts their ego, but not for a good reason.
Right. This here with the bleached out here, this is gonna be a fun time. But this one is gonna hurt. I'm just warning you now. This is gonna be fun. She's gonna put it on you. But this one here is going to hurt. And probably financially and likely children also, because she is going to drain your balls. Yeah. Yep. You're going to get this one pregnant, so be careful. Don't mess with them, but seriously.
All she had to do was get her ass out on a picture, and suddenly she thinks she's a 10 and deserves the highest value men in...
Why are all women lumberjacks all of a sudden? Women got on all these flannel shirts and shit and men's sports coats and... What are y'all doing?
Society. OnlyFans has this...
Okay. These are some hoes, but I do see it must be cold out there, you know what I'm saying?
Same effect where millions of men are paying women...
Oh, you covered it up, stupid.
...for their nudes, making those...
Old lady.
...women believe they are far more attractive than they really are. So we have a society full of modern women with delusional expectations and an inflated ego rejecting every man they come across for completely arbitrary reasons.
Bitch.
And we're supposed to be surprised that modern women are the...
Oh. Oof. Jesus Christ, lady. Is this Sylvester Stallone? What is going on? Boy, there's a lot of, I mean, I know I'm an old man, but silky, smooth, soft skin and... Well, when I feel like shaving off my peach fuzz, that is. Anyways, go ahead.
The loneliest they've ever been. Well, nope. That's not all. Monkey branching is a common phenomenon where a woman will constantly look for an upgrade and will leave and warm a guy up before leaving her partner for him.
Ugh.
Often, this involves straight up cheating before she's even gone through with the breakup. The hope in a woman's eyes is that she can secure a better man in the future. But there's a problem with this.
Ah, whiskey. I hear you. Listen, you know, you gotta fuck this one. I mean, I get it. I'm just kidding, ladies.
It doesn't work most of the time. The grass is always greener syndrome is very real. But modern women will happily leave a marriage.
Oh, I'm gonna kiss her, guys. Look, guys, I've got my snake arm tattoo. I'm a badass, even though I've got on a beret for some reason, or what do you call those? Jesus Christ, dudes. Dudes who over-accessorize, please, relax. Put your feminine behaviors on hold for a moment. I know it's gonna be tough for some of you men. You've displayed that during my couple of videos ago. Topic. You put your... Oh, I'm the savior of that man. Don't do it, John. How dare you cross the line? Go fuck yourselves. Anyways, guys, I'm super tough. I'm going to get hugged up to a woman. I'm going to waste a bunch of time with her. I'm going to wear a terrible hat and a terrible shirt. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Also, she looks like a floozy.
...marriage of 10 or more years to hook up with the pool cleaner.
Mm.
Loyalty as a cultural value died years ago. If you want to know just how wrong monkey branching can go for a woman, there are stories all over the internet.
You see, this is one reason, guys, I can't be in a relationship. I'm going to tell you right now. If you get food anywhere near the bed that I sleep in, boy, it's going to be trouble. I mean, you know, in the past and stuff. Right now, you know, a bit of a couch situation, but it's lovely. But if you were to, listen... No. You ain't eating in the bed. Nope. You ain't drinking coffee in the bed. Croissants? Absolutely not. Buttery, flaky croissants? Are you out of your fucking mind? In the bed?
Like that time where a woman left her husband because she thought she found...
You're definitely not squirting the bed down. I'm just kidding, ladies. But seriously, not where I sleep.
...found a better option for her to be childless and single at 42.
Hmm.
We were desperately in love and had our future life together mapped out. First, we would save to buy our own house, then would come a romantic wedding ceremony and children would follow. Now, I am 42 and have all the trappings of success. A high-flying career, financial security, and a home in the heart of London's trendy Notting Hill. But I don't have the one thing I crave more than anything, a loving husband and family. Her first bad choice was leaving the guy. The second bad choice was agreeing to write an entire article about it for the entire world to see.
Yeah.
But this isn't an isolated incident. Women reject men all the time and make truly terrible choices when it comes to dating.
Looks like Danny from that 70s show. You know what I'm saying?
In the same way that a terrible choice for a man is to marry
the other guy, not this one in the paisley thing with the vest. Also, men, I don't even know what to say.
Marry a woman because of her body. An equally terrible choice for a woman is to marry a man because of what he can provide. But this is the standard of modern women.
Look at the older guy. The older guy's like, these fucking idiots. And the younger guy's involved. He's like, yeah, I'm still a blue pill beta male simp. I'll listen to you. Oh, that's fascinating. Tell me again about your petunias. How do you say that? Tell me more about your daisies and stuff in your garden. Oh, yeah. What douche do you use? I've been using this male tampon. I'm sorry. But the older guy's like, this is fucking whack. I hear you, old man. Shit's stupid.
No. Modern women don't get into relationships anymore. They
no, water painting. Boy, I remember I used to love that back when I was like 6 or 7. Watercolors. Right.
They go into business. But then those same women eventually get bored, lose.
Looks like there might have been some latex or pastel paint in there. Don't get crazy. John, that was actually acrylics and. Go fuck yourself, painters. I'm joking, of course, but seriously, paint a picture of you fucking yourself. It's good. I know. Sorry. Looked like a big thing of water.
The spark for him and then leave. Fueled by a delusional expectation that finding her Prince Charming will be easy, she soon discovers that the older you get, the less options you have.
I don't understand it. The modern women acting the way they are, you guys are out here holding her cummy hand. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are out here kissing prostitutes. Oh, well, she's not a prostitute. I just take her out for dinner and I pay her cell phone bill and kissing her on the mouth that she also has other people that help her pay bills, if you know what I'm saying. Glock, Glock 3000.
As a woman, I didn't make the rules.
Let's hold hands and cuddles. Why does your pillow smell like skeet?
Nature did. Don't shoot the messenger, ladies.
I'm at work today and one of my regulars comes in. He usually comes in like every week and he's really cool. We always get on like really.
He's really cool. Now listen, as a man, I know when I say a woman is cool, I mean she's attractive and I'd put my penis in her. Even my ex-wife knew that. She used to make fun of me because I'd say, oh, that girl's cool. Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking. Sorry about that one. Sorry. But yeah, you were right about that. Anyways, what does it mean when a woman says a man's cool? Like he has money or what's cool about him? He walks backwards like a moonwalk thing or something? Or, you know, what's cool?
Deep topics about like...
Deep topics. Your tits are out. I mean, I don't want to contradict the obvious here with what you're talking about in terms of deep topics. So how long did y'all talk about your vagina?
Dating, marriage, and relationships. And stuff oh. Like, that. Like he's married. Oh. And, he just cracks me up with, like, his stories about his kids and his...
He cracks me up with his stories about his kids. Boy, I tell you, I can't imagine why they're single. They seem like a bundle of fun.
Wife, and then he always asks me about, like, my dating life. So he asked me a really... It was a good question.
You want to share it with us or you just want to keep buttering it up?
He was like, how is dating in your 30s versus your 20s?
Oh boy, he sounds like he's red pill aware, guys. This will be good.
And like, what did you learn in your 20s that you...
This guy knows what's up.
You like apply to dating now in your 30s. And I really had to like think about it. I was like...
Well, you gotta lick the taint just right before you... That's a terrible joke. I apologize.
Huh, that's a good question.
Right.
And it occurred to me that I don't remember.
It occurred to you that you don't know? It occurred to you that you don't remember? Right. How's that supposed to relay to us as the watchers of this content?
Dating in my 20s, because I was drunk.
Ah, good. So there's really no answer that could be answered other than you're an alcoholic or was an alcoholic. And don't remember any of it.
My entire 20s.
This woman was getting dicked down in her 20s. let's be honest. There's also a troubling lack of shame in today's society.
Mm.
And we need to bring back some forms of shame fast if we're going to survive.
Well, yeah, I would agree, guys. I know nobody likes shame, but I say we shame everybody. Men that don't want to do stuff, that don't want to work, that don't want to have a physical regimen, that don't want to... We shame everybody. No, don't eat that, stupid. It causes cancer, allegedly. Yeah, they'll let you buy it. It's called a free market. Yep, they can sell you bleach. If you drink it, it's going to be the last thing you drink. Yep, they're not good for you. Yes. Stop eating garbage. We got to shame everybody, guys. I'm on board. We get everybody back into shape. We make this country fucking awesome again. Even though it's been awesome and always will be awesome. Not the people, not the government, for God's sakes, not the administration right now. But yeah, that's what I'm all about. Yeah, let's shame people again. No, don't be fat. No, you're not beautiful. No, you're not a queen. You're not even royalty. You're queen of the trash. You can be trash queen. How's that?
Everything that we have today, from opposable thumbs to the curvature of our spine, exists because it once served...
Princess gutter slime. How about it?
...served a purpose. The same can be said for certain emotions. That includes shame. But over the past couple of decades, there has been a war waged on shame in...
All I see here is men wasting time. Oh, it's love, John. They're in love. I get it. I've been in love, man, bunches of times. Great, fantastic. Wasting time. You see, right now, this feels good. And to a man, feelings, you ain't supposed to be operating in that very long. Yes, feel them. Yes, you should have feelings. Yes, don't stay and wallow in the shit. Not your anger, not your love, none of it. Don't wallow in it. Yes, it's hard to get past it. Buck up, champ. Let's, you know, come on. I'll put you a burger on the grill. We got to keep moving. This is wasted time. Right now, he's enjoying himself. But later on, when this relationship ends, and it will, they all do. How many of you men out right there right now have had 20 relationships, 100 relationships in your life? How many of them are you still in right now? One, if everything's going correctly, that's a failure. You have a 99.9% failure rate. 99% will leave you. I'll give you that. Failure rate. So when this relationship does end, as it will, I don't argue with math, guys. People are like, well, John, prove your statistics. No. When this ends, this will have been a lost leader on him. Wasted time. That's what this will equivalent. And I have no patience for wasted time. Inefficiency is unexcusable in every aspect of your life. And I say that as some of the laziest baby boy, mama's boy, fucking do-nothing-ass punk. I look back at my younger self. I wish I could go back and kick my own fucking ass. Seriously. Not because I'm uncomfortable today, but because I see how much time I wasted. Anyways, what were we saying?
All of its forms. Women have been told that they should be able to screw whoever they want.
Ugh.
Whenever they want. However they want, and that men should just shut up about it.
At least the lady in the yellow's got good posture. The other lady's posture blows, but that's why one of them looks like she has a nice stomach and the other one looks like it's got some stuff going on. Ladies, posture is important. Also, while we're on the subject, men, put your fucking shoulders back. Act like you know something. Posture. It's a good thing, men. It can be so important, guys. When I sit up straight and I look like I'm, you know... a fat old man almost. I'm just kidding. But anyways, but yeah, posture is important, guys. You don't want to be the, hey, ladies, you don't touch my peen now, please.
Well done, ladies. You successfully created hookup culture. You gave women a free pass to bang all the chads who will never...
This shit has got to be in Europe.
...ever commit to them. And having sex with a high-value man is...
Mm-mm. She got a crow podiatry store on her face. Whole crow shoe store. Her face is crowy. You know, crow's feet. It's a, you know, you get it. She's old.
Another thing that gives women...
I mean, he's old too, but he's a man, so score. Good for you, sir.
...an inflated sense of their sexual market value. This makes their standards unrealistic and delusional to the...
Somebody check her ID.
...point where she rejects men even more. Feminism encouraged women to be promiscuous.
Ugh.
but it completely failed to mention how hollow, lonely, and shallow Ramp.
If y'all have never lived with a woman, I'll just let you know that this very lovely looking white couch is covered in that long black ass hair. That shit is everywhere. It's in the shower drain. It's in the bathroom floor. You can't pick it up. It'll stick to something, but the other end of it will be stuck to the other end of whatever it's stuck to, so then it'll unstick to your hand. That hair's everywhere, guys.
Bit promiscuity is. We can't be surprised that modern women are lonely.
Ah, yes. We've just been out killing vampires all night, and now we're here in this bathtub sipping absinthe or something. I don't know. What do you guys think's going on? That's what I think's happening.
They've made it impossible to pair bond. And what kind of man is going to want to date?
Bruh, what you doing out there in your Abercrombie and Fitch, man? You gonna get your jacket all fucked up?
Date a woman who's been ran through by 100 other men. Certainly not the men she wants to date. Seriously, if you have a daughter and want to give her an easy advantage in today's society, ban all forms of feminism from the house and educate her on how toxic and self-destructive of an ideology it is. Women are told to have fun while they're young and worry about having kids and a family later. Society now has women believe that they should explore as many options as possible in their 20s before settling down in their 30s. But the truth is, as the years go on, the options keep trickling down. Imagine this scenario. There's a meeting about to begin in a hall. People are settling down as they wait for the speaker to begin his speech. Most people will naturally pick the best spots to sit in and with the people they are comfortable with. Now imagine you come in late and find that the speaker is already giving a speech and it's silent across the hall. You see a chair in the middle that is free and you want to sit there, but there are also chairs near you. As you try to access the chair you want, people start staring at you and you feel uncomfortable and you finally decide to sit in the chair closest to you. That's what settling is. And that's what happens to most women in their 30s when they get that sudden realization that most of their friends and people around them are engaged or married. Settling for a bad partner used to be a problem decades ago, but the difference today is that modern women have been convinced that they should absolutely not have to settle in any way for anyone. They would rather be stubbornly single with cats than reverse their own feminist conditioning and self-reflect.
Why is that, lady? Why, ladies, do you not have any introspection or ability to be like, hey, you know what, I was wrong about this thing? I tell you guys on this channel, well, not many people would come on here and tell you guys, hey, I've failed in these areas. I was very weak and strong and just a fucking pissy-eyed crybaby at one point in my life. But I tell you these things to tell you that where I've been wrong and be honest about it, not just with you guys, but with myself about it. And I do that, ladies, why is it you can never just be like, hey, I made a mistake, I was wrong, sorry about that. Like, well, how come? Why? Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Anyways, it seems weird, you know? Men do this all the time. I have men that I've been friends with for a long time that have been like, hey, sorry, but a long time ago I was a bit of a dick to you, sorry about that. Yeah. And we're both like, yeah. Fucking don't do it again. I'll beat that ass or something. We joke with each other a lot, ladies. We don't actually mean it, but you shouldn't do that because it would be masculine if you did it. But I digress. How come y'all can't ever own anything that involves accountability at all?
Women should take the relationship in their 20s seriously. Vet the people coming into their lives and ask if this is a man I would like to have children with. But modern women aren't taught these basic dating and relationship skills.
Or anything else.
They're just being taught man-hating feminist propaganda that's rotting their brains.
Oh yeah, they are being taught that, sorry.
And if only it was only making their brains worse.
And that's when my pussy fell out, dear.
Worse. But unfortunately, that-
Don't be a hoe like mom was.
That's not all that it's doing.
I leave snail trails everywhere I walk. Was that too far? Was that the one? I'm sorry. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry. Also, I'm sorry, older lady. Which is both of you.
Feminism in conjunction with the body positivity movement has made women far less attractive physically.
Right. I thought it was just me. Yeah.
Feminism shamed men for having physical sexual preferences while encouraging women to only date men who look like Chris Hemsworth and Thor. Of course, they didn't care about the hypocrisy. This is feminism we're talking about. The whole ideology is based on hypocrisy at its core. Modern women are increasingly lonely because men don't want to date them anymore. Feminism has made modern women argumentative, combative, competitive, cold, and career-driven. None of these things are what men look for in a woman. And to top it all off, they're also refusing to take care of their physical appearance too. Feminism made women sexually promiscuous for Chad, but horrible choices for long-term commitment.
Right. All of them.
But obviously, this is all men's fault that modern women are lonely.
Right. Right. Why? How? How did, huh? They left us. I mean, allegedly, right? You know. What? How is it our fault?
I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Feminism also ruined women's attitudes towards men. And it's hard to want to be in a relationship with a woman who despises you being a man.
That's all of them. They all are in a big dick measuring contest, boys, but they just have that little bitty clit, which would have been a penis if they had become a man, but you guys enjoy eating off the plate if you want to.
This is the oldest archetype known to man.
Also,
you like popsicles?
How you doing? The girl, just a little clarification there.
The hero, the dragon slaying princess.
It looked like she had nice boobies.
Saving man of admiration and honor. The man little boys dream of becoming. But today, that little boy grows up to be told by women everywhere that his masculinity is toxic, that his strength is oppressive, that his accomplishments are the result of privilege, that his efforts are...
And then that little boy turns into a man and squashes the little boy he used to be because he realizes the childish thing that he was. When I became a man, I put away my childish things. It's not just material things, guys. It's mental things as well. I want love. I need love. I need the validation of another person. This would be considered a childish thing. This would be considered a codependent character defect that you have. Not everyone is capable of being okay with who they are, but you need to learn to become that. It'd be good for you.
Or futile. That is, nature is predatory. That fatherhood is meaningless. That husbands are useless, and that he won't be able to find his way without pulling over and asking for directions.
It's okay. Chad wasn't that much bigger than you. It only ripped a little bit.
It's official.
We're gonna have to throw the sheets away.
Women are officially hitting the wall.
That's a she shit herself joke, guys. Very classy, very highbrow. You won't see this on many other YouTube channels.
And experiencing the results of their actions.
Ah, yes, the crazy yelling and screaming while shaking woman. How many of you guys have seen that woman before? Always.
We're going to see far more of this in the coming years.
Ugh. Boy, I tell you what, man. Oh, man. I tell you what.
Nope!
So be prepared for it. Don't let women guilt
you like yogurt
trip you into believing that the loneliness epidemic is your problem.
Crazy Ling Ling's letting you know. Yeah, Crazy Ling Ling's. This should be the beginning of like a martial arts movie. Oh, John, that's so, what's the word? Bigoted. You don't like Asians. Guys, how's that true? I like Asian people. Women, definitely. Well, not sexually. Not really like them, but, you know, yeah. Asians can't drive, though. I'm just kidding. The men can, you know, they're two wheels round the corner, sliding, hitting reverse, parking perfectly. And for some reason, the ladies, well, they're just women. They can't drive in general.
Problem to solve. Don't pay attention to the crocodile tears. Women did this to themselves. Hmm. They told men that they weren't needed, and we listened. But now they don't like the result they got.
Does this hair make me look like a poodle?
Women wanted equality. This means accountability. They will try to dodge accountability in every way. The best thing you can do as a man is walk away from it and let reality hold her accountable.
Nothing like a good lesson served up with a nice bit of time. Over time, the lesson grows and grows and grows. You men see the inevitable iceberg that her boat is headed towards, and you're like, hey, careful, you're headed, no, don't speed up, hold on, no. And she's like, yep, full speed ahead. And you know what's gonna happen. And when it does happen, you boys just be ready with your popcorn. Don't say I told you so. That's very classless. Just sit back quietly and wait for the phone call. You know the phone call's coming. Anyways, I'm Gone with John, guys. Great to see you. Hope everybody has a great day today. We'll see y'all next time. And as always, peace. Fuck what you think, you don't even know my name, what you know about